Okay, so the Gemara, there's a Gemara in Beitza and a Gemara in Shabbos, with a slight difference, as we'll point out, about unintentional tzedah, which is a very important question. So the it says that you can parse machatelas lotzud. So the Gemara, and first we'll do Shabbos, and then Gimel and Aleph asks, "Money, here Rabbi Shimon, Wesley Muksa." So the context over here, we're talking about Ein Kli Nital Ol Tzav Tavra Nital, and the Gemara assumes that only if you hold of Muksa would that be a concern. So if you don't hold of Muksa like Rabbi Shimon, then that shouldn't be a concern. So Kilo Miskaven My Have Adar Miskaven Aser Saliyalam Rabbi Yehuda My Uvatsa Miskaven Latzot Shalay Sanak Metzuda. So the Gemara says this should be no problem according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's Tzav Shein Miskaven. So we say it's Rabbi Yehuda. So then why is it mutter? So the Gemara says Shalay Asenak Metzuda. The Lishvak Luravcha Kihechi Dalo Litzadu Memela. You leave a gap, a window, to make sure that they don't get trapped. So what the Gemara seems to imply is that if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, it is no problem to put this cover on the bee hive. And if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it would be aser. You have to leave a space, a window for the bees to be able to escape. Now, the obvious problem here is, why should it be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? Isn't it a psik reisha? So the Rishonim asked this question in Shabbos, but so does the Gemara, actually, in Beitza, which is strange. That leads the Marsha to actually think that when the Gemara in Beitza has the question and has the answer, which is more or less the same, similar to what the Rishonim ask and answer, that he suggests it must be that this is an addition to the Gemara. It wasn't actually part of the Gemara. But some Rishonim did have the Girsa. Al Kol Panim, again, parallel Gemara in Beitza. And here the Gemara asks, V'tizbra to Rabbi Shimon, V'ha abai v'rava damri tarvayim, Mod Rabbi Shimon p'sik reisha li'amos, So li'olam kula Rabbi Yehuda hi, V'acha b'may eskinan, D'isbe koi. There's again these windows. V'lo teim al Rabbi Yehuda, V'at shal eskavim l'atzud, El eim al v'at shal yasana k'mitzuda, Pshita! Now the same b'mino nitzod, Aser, Now, the simple reading is that, therefore, this is aser, even though it's ein b'mino nitzot. That's a simple reading. We'll see in a moment that perhaps there's an alternative reading. Good. So, ad kan the Gemaras. So, again, the simple reading of the Gemara Shabbos is that if you hold like Reb Shimon, it's mutter to, it's raining outside, your beehive's going to get ruined. You put a mat on top of the beehive, you've now trapped all the bees. That's mutter because you're not mechaven for tzedah. And that's mutter according to Reb Shimon. So how could that be? What about psik reisha? So here we have a number of answers in the Rishonim. The Mordechai answers that must be that there's a little escape hatch. So if the bees could escape, then it would be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, isn't that exactly what the Gemara said, that it's mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda if you left open a window? So the Gemara answers that in a big hole, so that's not tzeid at all. Why? Because the bees see the window, and if they want to leave, they could leave. But a little hole, they might not notice. And that's the same answer Tosas gives in Beitza, Lamed Vav on the base. Tosas writes, "L'Rabbi Shimon Ami Mairi Sheyesh Chor Katan BeKaveres Ach Eino Nireh VeIm Kein Lo Avi P'sik Reisha VeLo Yamos." L'Rabbi Shimon Mutter, L'Rabbi Yehuda Aser. So let's try to understand this a little bit. So again, as the Marsha points out, obviously Tosas did not have the Girsa where the Gemara asked the question. So Tosas makes this Ukimta. And the answer, the ukimta that Tosas makes, is we have this little hole. So when you have a big hole, that's not tzeid at all. It's not tzeid if they can get in and out. So why? What about the little hole? Why is it totally in Darshin Miskaven? So sounds like the point is that you don't know if the bees will notice this hole and be able to get out or not. In other words, let's imagine that you have a trap with an escape, but the animals in the trap have no idea how to get out. So the fact that they have there, theoretically, there's a way for them to get out is irrelevant. You've trapped them, they can't get out. Here we have a situation where you actually don't know, right? Like sometimes when you got like a bug in the room and you like open up the window and but the bug doesn't notice it. You see, it keeps on bumping into the window. It's trying to get out, but it just, stupid bug, just go over there. Okay, bug's there. So, but maybe it's a smart bug, right? Maybe the bug will see or notice or realize that it got the bottom. So you don't know which type of bug this is. You don't know. When I put the mat on top of the beehive, maybe the bee will be trapped, maybe it won't be trapped. I have no idea. So, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter, it's Darshim is kavin. According to Yehuda, it's aser, because Darshim is kavin is aser. At least if it's trapped, I've done an iser. Okay, so that is the approach. So, according to this, Seda follows the regular rules of Darshim is kavin and psikresha and the like. It's aser if it's a psikresha, it's mutter if it's not a psikresha, at least if you follow Rabbi Shimon and the like. Good. Yes.
Why is that? How is that operation? What's the point that side if they don't know?
No, we're not. If the animal knows how to get out, so then it's not trapped. So it's a suffix. I don't know if putting this machatzelis on the hive will effectively trap it or not, right? And I have no idea. I can't tell. I can't predict in advance whether the bee is going to be trapped or whether it's not going to be trapped. Yes.
Is it derived for subject separation?
So we're going to get to suffix secretia. So when we get to suffix secretia, bring back. Come back to this question and try to see the Ryan, and we'll think about it. So maybe, but let's get there. That's the next discussion. Okay. Now the tour over here writes that maybe we could explain the Braisa Kipshuto that it's Darshin Miskavein. So it seems like the tour is saying, again, the tour is a little bit unclear. Maybe we'll read it inside in a moment. But the Torah seems to say that this is mutter, even if it's inevitable. Right? That's why he objects to the Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma has a similar type of situation with the flies and the bread box. And the Sefer Truma says no. The Sefer Truma says aser, and the Torah says it's mutter. And it sounds like the Sefer Truma says it's aser because it's a psikresha. And it sounds like the Torah is saying it's mutter, even though it's a psik ratio. So it sounds like the Torah holds. Now, again, this is somewhat unclear, as we'll see in the Beis Yosef and the Mefarshim. But at first glance, at the very least, it sort of sounds like maybe the Torah is saying that even though it's a psik ratio, it's still mutter, according to Rav Shimon. In other words, we're going to treat it like a Davar Shana Miskafe. So what's going on? So the Gra writes that actually, we have a stira and sugyos about this topic. It's a machlokas between the Gemara in Beitza and the Gemara in Shabbos. Like we noted, they're almost parallel Gemaras, except for the Gemara in Beitza asks this kasha isn't it a psik resha, and the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't ask the question, which would suggest that the Gemara in Shabbos thinks that it's mutter, regardless, at least if you hold like Rabbi Shimon. So, but it's a psik resha. So, I would have said the best solution to this problem would be to simply say that, like the Rashba. What's the pshat? Since I'm not machaving for tzeda, why am I machaving? Why am I putting this machatzeles on top of the beehive? It says, cham ne, cham ag sham ne ag shamim. I don't want the sun to toast my hive or the rain to ruin my hive, right? And what did the Rashba tell us? The Rashba told us that when you do tzeda, whatever explanation you give, as we saw last time, but in the end of the day, when you do tzeda, but your ikur kavana isn't for tzeda, it's for some other reason, like to keep your house warm, heter gamor. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's the pshat in the Torah, and that's the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara doesn't ask, isn't it a psik resha? Because, of course, it's a psik resha, and still it's going to be mutter. And interesting, we're saying Mechor Jebuda would still be aser, but at least if the old Darshan Miskavin is mutter, so here, psik resha is going to be mutter. Why is psik resha mutter? So go back to the explanations we had last time. Let's say, because of the Avnei Nezer's answer, that this is really a type of grama, or something like that. It's a maisa grua, mach grua, whatever answers we gave last time, that's what we'll say. So this was, and what would the Rashba say, I guess, about the Gemara Beitza? So I got very excited about this. So it could say, yeah, my hostical tire was like the Gemara Shabbos, if you felt like the gra, that it was in machlokas and sugyos. But I actually looked, and the Rashba wasn't Gari Sid in Beitza. He didn't even have it in Beitza. So that's amazing. Ah, Rashba's great. It's not a studio in Sagyos. The only problem is that the Rashba in Beitza asked the Shaila. He says, well, the Gemara doesn't say to Psik Resha, but the Rashba does. So not only that, now we have a steer in Rashba's. The Avnei Nezer actually raises this point. The Avnei Nezer says, well, why the Rashba asked the Kasha? According to him, it's so geschmack. He like mommy shot himself in the foot. So I saw in the footnotes in the Rashba, they quote from the Haros of Rav Eliashiv that the Rashba must have understood that the Gemara in Beitza was talking about a case where you're like using the mat and pushing the bees in. In other words, you're not just closing the door, sort of like the point Gabe made last time, that the Rashba agrees that if you direct the tzvi into the house and then you close the door of the house to stay warm, you're going to be chayav. It's only when it goes in on its own that the Rashba was mekel. And therefore, if you learn like, and at first I thought this was a docha kukimta, but the truth is, if you've ever seen a beehive, it's not such a shvero kimta, because beehives, like every second, you know, there are bees going in and out. It's not like nothing's happening. They mamish going in and out, in and out. So if you were to put a machatzelas on a beehive, then a stam, you'd actually be pushing bees back into the hive or into the blocked off section. Anyway, that's what Rav Yashav suggests so as to resolve the Rashba. But one way, at the very least, we could explain the Torah, and you could theoretically explain the Gemara in Shabbos this way as well, though maybe the Rashba himself doesn't, but Al Derech HaRashba would be that, yes, this is a Psik Resha, but nevertheless it's Mutter, because we're Mekel for Psik Resha for Seda. Okay. What other Pshatim could we give? So the Beis Yosef has a couple of Pshatim. The second Pshat in Beis Yosef is that the Machlokes here is about Psik Resha for Nisar Derabanan. The Beis Yosef thinks that by Dvorim it's an Issur Daraisa because it's Minan Nitzod. We'll get back to the fact that the Gemara seems to say the opposite in a moment. But by flies, it's Ein B'Minan Nitzod. And therefore, when the Torah says it's okay to cover the bread box, even though there's a fly inside and the fly is inevitably going to get trapped, that's because it's a Psik Resha for an Issur Drabanan. So what? So this is an old machlokas. The Truma Sadesha and Simon Samach Dalet writes that there's no psik resha for Nisar D'Rabbanan. Magen Avraham Shin Yadalet, Sif Katan Ches disagrees. Says Beis Yosef, Dad kan lo asa Rebbe Shimon lefros machatzeles al kaveres bepsik resha ela bedvorim shebemina nitzod aval zvuvim. Shein menina nitzod kol she'en muskavin shari. V'af agav de psik resha ho. So, what's the machlokas? According to this answer in the Beis Yosef, the machlokas between the Tur and the Mordechai, or the Tur and the Sefer Truma, is the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Truma Sadashin. Now, what's interesting is, you know, are bees mina nitzod or not? So, what's the tzad that they are mina nitzod? So the answer is, let's say you wanted to start a beehive. So you actually have to trap some bees to get a hive going. On the other hand, you don't actually want your bees to stay in the metzuta. Why? Because then they won't make any honey, right? How does honey made? The bees leave the hive, they go find flowers, they get the nectar, and then they come back and they make the honey. So there's one thing that a bee, a hiver doesn't want to do, which is actually trap the bees. So that's why you could see it both ways. In fact, if you look at Ha'ara Yud Zion on the tours, they point out that there's even a steer in the Beis Yosef about this point, and they suggest how maybe to address it. But that's why you sort of could look at bees as mina nitzod, or you could look at them as ein mina nitzod. However, the Bach asks on this Beis Yosef, he says it's keshkaga hayotzeis mipi hashalet. The Gemara, which we read before, states explicitly that bees are as against the Beis Yosef. Right? Again, what did the Gemara say? Mahu de same, it says pshita. It's usher to make a mitzuda out of this kaveres. Mahu de same b'mino nitzod usher. Shelo b'mino nitzod mutter. No, there's a chiddush. I would have thought that it's mutter lasoso kikaveres. I would have thought it's mutter to intentionally trap the bees because it's ein b'mino nitzod and therefore it's mutter. Kamash Malan. So that's the question. What's the Kamash Malan? So the simple meaning of the Gemara is Kamash Malan, that even there's an Isser for Ein B'mina Nitzot. That's what the Bach read. That's why I thought the Beis Yosef made no sense. The Elia Rabbah says, must be that the Beis Yosef read the Gemara as Kamash Malan, that the Ein B'mina Nitzot. Ein B'mina Nitzot is Mutter. And therefore, the Gemara, at the very least, could be read both ways, but that's the way the Beis Yosef understands the machlokas between Sefer Truma and the Torah. Good.
Question.
Yes.
I can understand the fact that the trapping of bees is sort of ambiguous. You don't want them to be trapped, all the time. But doesn't that apply to any time you have an animal which does work for you? You want to trap it first, and then once it's trained, you want it to go out and do whatever, farm chores or whatever.
Usually, again, I'm not a farmer, but my horse is never free. My cow is never free. I might let it out to graze. I might use it to plow, but I'm never actually letting it loose to go into the wild and like come back later.
Well, if you know it's going to come back, like
One
cows
second,
often go.
and moreover, as we'll see a little bit later, cows and horses are domesticated. There's bees are wild. They're not domesticated at all. And yet, you send them out. In other words, you don't try to keep them in. You try to let them go. So that's why there's a svara to say that it's ein b'mina nitzot, because you don't actually want your bees to be trapped. You want a hive, but you don't want them. You don't want trapped bees. So anyway, that is the shaila.
Thank you.
The Bach adds maybe another pshat. Maybe it's not that it's psikresha. They're not arguing about, I mean, psik resha for an iser derabanan, but it's a psik resha de lo nichalai. Why? Because, like we actually said, you don't want these bees trapped. Why do you want the bees trapped? Because you need the bees to go out and get the pollen. The only reason you don't want the rain to ruin the hive, which is why you have to al karchecha trap the bees. But it's a psik resha de lo nichalei. So maybe the machlokas between Sefer Turma and the Tor is about psik resha de lo nichalei. So then it would be the machlokas Tosas Arach of the machlokas Tor and Sefer Turma, or maybe it's actually a machlokas of a psik resha de lo nichalei for Nisid Rabbanan, which we've seen as machlokas Achronim. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. So here we have again a bunch of possibilities how to understand this machlokas as to whether or not it would be mutter l'didan to kaim lang Rabbi Shimon to trap either the bees or the flies in a way that's a psik resha. So just to go back and spell out, I guess, what is the machlokas? What's the kasha the Tur asks on the Sefer Truma? What's the kasha that the Beis Yosef asks on the Tur? And what's the kasha that the Beis Yosef asks on the Sefer Truma? So the Torah basically, again, the Torah quotes a Sefer Truma that says it's aser to close the teva with the zvuvim in it. And then the Torah asks two questions. The first question he asks is that the fly isn't actually trapped. Ki berega shu poseach ha-teva, heim yotzim, ve'enu yochel ha-tafsam, ma'ashen ke midvarim. Meaning to say that the kaveres is small, and when you put the machzelas on the kaveres, they're going to be trapped. This teva is big. So even when you cover the teva, right, imagine you have this cupboard with food, and you're closing the cupboard, because, I don't know, you want to close your cupboard. You don't want the food to get stale. It's a big thing. With a little bee, that's why it's mutter. That's why it's not like the machatzelas. Now, the Torah adds that, well, the Ramah, let's say, when quoting the Machmir view, writes that it's only usher if the teva is small, right? So if we look again at the lashon of the Ramah, Hagah v'lachein, we're in Sif Dalad, or Sif Gimel. V'lachein yesh lizar shel lizgor teva kitana o listom kelim shazvuvim bo b'shabes dave psik reisha sheyatsudu sham v'yesh mekilin b'makom shem yiftach hakli litla misham yifrachu. So the Machmir view is only stated in a teva kitana. That's the Machmir view in the Ramah. So the Machtzis HaShekel says, what does that indicate? That the Ramah held that the Torah basically misunderstood Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch, when he was Machmir over here, so the Torah understood that means he was Machmir even in a Teva Gedola. And therefore, the Torah said, you're wrong. This is not like the Kaveris. The Kaveris is small, and Teva Gedola is Mutter. And the Ramah is basically saying, yeah, of course, Rabbeinu Baruch was only makel if it's a small teva. What difference does it make if it's big or small? Okay, who cares? Either way, the fly is trapped. So the Shaar Tzion says that because if it's a small teva, or if it's a big teva, I should say, it's a double derabban, a secretion of double derabban. So Shaar Tzion Yud Ches, if you just take a quick look, right? The Mishnah Brura is Tesvav, Teva Ketana, Aval Teva Gedola, Sfir Leila Ramah, Delukul Yal Mashari, Afilo Im Haya Adam Omei Besocha, Lo Haya Yochol Tamsa, B'chad Shecher. What does Teva Gedola mean? Teva Gedola means if you were inside this Teva, you couldn't trap the fly. The Gam, who Darshan Mino Nitzod. So why is it Mutter Teva Gedola? In the end of the day, it's still Psik Reisha, says Shaar Tzion, Rotzal Omar, Mishum Davi Trade Rabban, Mishum, Hachi Mutter Beino Mechavein. Right? So Psik Reisha betrayed Rabbanan is Mutter. That's what the Ramah means, according to the Mishnah Bura. Now, elsewhere, as footnote 22 in the Dirshu points out, the Ramah, the Mishnah Bura is also mentions Lo Nichalai. He doesn't say it over here. But elsewhere, when he seemingly refers to this kula, he writes, a psik resha betrayed the rabbanon de lo nichalai. And over here, presumably, it also happens to be lo nichalai, though he doesn't seem to emphasize this point over here. But it could be that he's only willing the Ramah's makel over here because it's a psik resha de lo nichalai betrayed the rabbanon. And as we've noted before, over here, there's even stiras about this point, because there seem to be places, which we've noted, where the Mishnah Brura is Mekel on a Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichalai betrayed Rabbanan. And therefore, some of the Achronim say, again, cited here in the Dirshu note, that maybe the Mishnah Brura is only Mekel if they're both Isser Drabanan Klali, if at least one of them is an Isser Prati. In other words, if they're both Klali, like let's say Mekalkel or Ein Shich LeGufa, I guess anytime it's Lo Nichol, it's going to be Ein Shich LeGufa. If it's an Isser Drabanan Klali, meaning to say that applies to all Melachos of Shabbos, then we wouldn't be Mekal. On a, so if it's Kala'achar Yad and Mekalkel and the Psik Resha de Lo Nichole, the Mishnah Berurah might be Machmir. But over here, where at least one of them is Prati, meaning to say, Ein Bemino Nitzot is a heter p'tur unique to Melachas Seda, not Shaychan and any of the other Melachos, so then we're willing to be Mekal. The logic, I assume, of this is that. We, anytime it's a klali, we're gozer across the boards because we're afraid that you'll misapply it or apply it in the wrong context or the like. But if it's a local ptur, so that concern doesn't exist. And therefore, if it's a psik resha de lo nichole, at least with the trade rabbanon, we would be mako. Now, over here, that over here we have a well. Let's see the Beis Yosef's objection. So these are different ways to understand the tour. Yeah, and the tour's second question. Sorry, on the Sefer Truma is that here it should be mutar because you're not intending to trap it. Yes.
Two questions.
Yeah.
But based on this remark, give a 5 minutes in any room. You could close the door, so it's only a holiday that
Yes,
why we'll stay in there.
correct.
And second question, all these answers are assuming that the Torah is viewed by the Chazaris, it's mutter to put the Machatzalos over. But the Torah will argue about a food special change itself with Reuven,
Well, not
right?
necessarily. In other words, if you think the heter here is because it's trade Rabbanan and one of them is because it's Ein Bemino Nitzod and Dvar Mamino Nitzod, then that wouldn't be true. So it would. I think that's correct, but we'll see. That's going to be part of the Beis Yosef's kashas on the tour, and then we'll get back to that question. Yes.
What does it mean that you have a teva that would not be functional with the chad?
You're saying you can never get a fly, b'chad shechia.
No, I was saying the opposite. If I was in a box with a fly, I think I could get it.
I don't think so. I mean, it
Yeah.
depends how big the box is. Flies are very hard, and we'll get back to that in a moment. Flies are very hard to trap. Flies are really fast.
I mean, you would take up a wax, but
Try catching a fly in his closet. See, it says,
it's
see
not a
how.
closet, though, in economy.
Okay.
In a room, I understand,
In
but
a
if it's a
small
box.
closet, a box. Go ahead. See what you see how long it takes. I'm not sure. Flies are really, really fast. You can't try catching a fly in your hand.
A box, I mean, it's contained in the box. You
Yeah, they're still a lot faster than you.
take a cup, you'd be able to catch it easily in a box.
Not easily.
In a closet, I'm loaded, but in a box.
Okay, I don't know. You could try an experiment. But yeah, I mean, that's what he says. And to me, actually, that makes a lot of sense. I think flies are really, 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 really fast. You can't, they're very hard to catch in a cup as well. They're a lot quicker than you are. All right. Well, you just did, but it's
With
fine. I can't prove my point either.
that.
If you want to experiment over Pesach. Yes.
But in terms of shivyachas, though, you know, like the way the Mishnah defined it was if you get tired, so then you like not get like you're not losing.
Again, I don't know exactly what it would mean here, but I don't know. You'd give up after a half hour. Like, before the fly got so tired and dropped dead, you'd probably have given up on trying to catch it. I assume tiredness, might not be absolutely limited to physical exertion. Maybe it's mental exertion. I don't know. Anyway, that's what he says. Okay. So the Beis Yosef, so those again, those are the two questions that the Tur asked in the Sefer Truma. Question number one was, that as soon as you open the teva, the fly is going to escape. Question two was, you're not intending to trap. And the Beis Yosef says both of these questions are bad. In terms of the first question, Nasata dvarecha l'shiurim. Now, I'm not sure why this is a kasha, because the Torah actually gave a shiur. The Torah's point was that there's when you open this teva, there's no way, you're still not going to be able to trap the animal. In other words, the point is that when is there an Isser Drabanan of trapping? When you have, you still, the animal's still untrapped, right? Still hard to get to, but at least it's been limited. At least it's easier to trap, right? So if I get a deer into, it was free, and now I trap it in my backyard, which is 100 feet by 100 feet. So I'm not chayim d'oraisa, because I still need a metzuda to get to the deer. But it's a lot easier when it's limited to 100 feet by 100 feet versus the whole forest, right? So that's why they said it's an iser d'rabanan. But let's say it's equally hard to get the deer once I've trapped it. I'm not really in better shape. So there's no iser d'rabanan. That's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying, look, when you go ahead and let's say you actually wanted to get this fly, okay? You have a fly collection. So now you got it in a teva. Okay, good, but still can't get to it in a teva. So I'll open the teva and then I'll catch it. Not true. Still won't be able to get it. You have not. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that there's no iser derabanan when you haven't effectively come closer to trapping it. Yes, you've technically limited its freedom. And this brings us back to the point we made when we were magdir the malacha at the very beginning. If you define the malacha as limiting the freedom, so then you have limited its freedom. But in this case, what the Torah seems to be saying is, but you're not any closer to getting your fly. And therefore, there shouldn't even be an iser d'rabanan. And that's, so the basis says, nasat v'rech l'shiurim, because how do you define a big box? How do you define a little box, right? That's where the, what's big? What I think is big, you think is little, right? But I thought the Torah actually gave a very clear hagdara, right? The hagdara is, are you going to be able to catch this fly more easily? And if the answer is no, heter gamum. But anyway, that's the Beis Yosef's kasha, number one. Again, what was the second kasha of the Beis Yosef of the Torah? Why he rejects the second kasha? Second kasha was, you're not intending to trap. And the Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about? It's execration. So whether you think that's the Gemara's kasha or whether you think it's the Rishonim's kasha, it's a kasha that has to be dealt with. So then the Beis Yosef says, well, if you wanted to disagree with the Sefer HaTrumah, you could object in two different ways. So I don't like the two kashas that the Torah asked on Rabbeinu Baruch, but I'm going to ask two different questions. The difficulty is that his questions are very similar to the questions that he didn't like. But what are they? So his first question is, bees in a trap are aser, because it is makom tzedasam. And therefore, it's aser, like putting the lions into their cages, because that's the gader of the iser. But flies in a teva, that isn't makom tzedasam. Now you'll say, one second, a house isn't makom tzeda for a deer, and we know you're chayev. So I think what he means is that that's when you actually trapped it. But in this case, when it's going to, anyway, like the Torah pointed out, it's going to escape when you open the teva, right? You haven't effectively gotten this fly. You're not, even if you wanted the fly, you're not any closer. So if it was makom tzedasam, fine, then you would be chayev. Right? Like the lion. Maybe the lion also would, when you open its cage, it's going to escape and there's nothing you can do about it because it'll roar and you'll be scared away. But in the end of the day, I got it into its makom. And the makom tzeda of bees is the beehive. But the makom tzeda of flies is not a teva. Flies don't belong in the teva. So therefore, that's a kasha and a truma, sefer truma. It's almost basically the same as the Torah's question. He's just trying to come up with a way that it's not nasata l'dvarecha l'shiurim. So instead of saying big box, small box, he says makom tzeda versus non-makom tzeda. The Bach asks, but still there's an issur d'rabbanan of trapping lions even when they're not in their cage. Why does Beis Yosef imply that it's mutter? Could be that Beis Yosef said, yeah, it actually is mutter. But either way, it's very similar to the tourist question, but with a knetch that solves the nasata d'var chalashiyur issue. And then what about the second question? Again, the second question is, maybe flies are different because ein b'minan needs out. And here we, like we said, this gets to the question of whether you think bees are mino nitzot or eino mino nitzot. Beis Yosef thinks bees are mino nitzot and flies aren't. And again, the premise of the Beis Yosef's question on the tour is that a psik resha on an issur d'rabbanan is mutter. At least a psik resha d'lo nichalei. But right, that is the Beis Yosef's question on the Rabbeinu Baruch. Good. The Beis Yosef's second question on Rabbeinu Baruch is that this is ein b'mino nitzot.
Right.
So what is that assuming? I bet it's still a psak resha. And so the premise of the question on the Sefer Truma is that a psak resha for nisa d'rabbanan is mutter.
So the Beis Yosef misunderstood the Torah in the sense that he got it as a psak
resha. Right. Well, see, this is, or maybe not. The Beis Yosef didn't like the way the Torah asked the question. The Torah should have said that, and you could say this is what the Torah meant, but the Beis Yosef didn't think this is what the Torah meant. The Torah should have said, this is an issur d'rabbanan, instead of saying, this is darshan miskaven. The words of the Torah was, Torah said, Sefer Truma is wrong, because this is darshan miskaven. Beis Yosef says, that's not a good question, it's a psak resha. Oh, you want to ask a good question, ask it. Yes, it's a psak resha, but it's a psak resha for nisa d'rabbanan. That's a good question. Now, maybe that's what the Torah meant. Not clear. But that's why the Beis Yosef didn't like the way the Torah asked on Rabbeinu Baruch and presents an alternative question. Good. So then, how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef concludes that despite having these two very good kashas on the Sefer Truma, you know, who could have the temerity to argue with the Sefer HaTruma, right? When none of the Rishonim disagreed with the Sefer HaTruma. Apparently, the Torah wasn't a Rishon, meaning to say, he held that the Torah was not at the stature to argue with all the Rishonim, or argue with any, even a single Rishon, with no Rishon on his side. It's like the Torah was, you know, from the Achronim, and we call him a Rishon, but later, okay, Sefer HaTruma was from the earlier Rishonim, the Gedolei Rishonim, the tour. So therefore, it sounds like we're saying, okay, so we have to be machmir. Now the Tzaka have these good kashas. And the tour's psak makes more sense. Maybe not his formulation, but his psak. But okay, who could argue with this? That's what he leaves off. Now,
question?
Just 1 second. Now, what about the Ramah? So the Ramah, like we read, quotes the Sefer HaTruma, his version at least of the Machmirim, meaning to say that it's Aser in a small box. And then afterwards he writes, V'yesh Mekilin, B'makom She'im Yiftach HaKli Litla Misham Yivrchu, which is the Torah. So the Ramah is two deos. Not clear who the Ramah is paskening like. The Magen Avraham understands that he's paskening like the Torah. But it sounds like he only accepts his first reason, namely that the flies aren't considered trapped, but he would be choshesh. In other words, not the second reason. He might be choshesh for a psik resha. The point is that, right, remember, the Torah asked two questions on the Sefer Truma. First question was, in this case, they're not even trapped, because if you open it, there's still going to escape. And the second one is because it's davshen miskaven, or some type of psik resha that's mutter. Now, when the Ramah quotes the Tzad Lahakel, he only quotes the first reason. In other words, he might be machmir for the psik resha shayla. He just thinks that this isn't considered trapped because as soon as you open the teva, they're going to escape. So even though the Magen Avraham sort of sounds like he thinks the Ramah was machmir, Magen Avraham sifkat nches, I'm sorry, is mekel, the Ramah, the Magen Avraham himself thinks we should be machmir. Now, the Mechaber does not bring down the Chumra at all, but he also doesn't bring down the Kula. He doesn't say anything. So I would have said Oh, so the Mechaber is Machmir because he doesn't discuss it in the Shulchan Aruch. He discussed it in the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, he was Machmir. And therefore, Lechora, he doesn't always bring everything down from in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what I would have said. But I saw that Rav Avadia held that the Mechaber was actually Mekel on the Shaila. What's the Raya? Because he did bring down the din by Dvorim, and he didn't bring it down by Zvuvim, which would suggest that Dvorim are aser, but Zvuvim are mutter. And that's because the Mechaber basis explains why Dvorim are more common, because they're deraisa shaila, and it's mino nitzot. I, but how could Rav Avadia say it was Mako? Lemaisa in the Beis Yosef, he said, who could have the temerity to argue with Rabbeinu Baruch? So I think Rav Avadia basically is saying, he doesn't put it this way, but I think what he's saying is, sometimes I'll give a mashal, sometimes you'll see Rishonim say, Lulei de Mistafina, I would say it's mutter. And then you see, so that what does that mean? It means they're machmir. If I wasn't afraid, I would say it's mutter, but I am afraid. But then you'll see when the post can bring down that cheetah, they bring him down as actually being mekel. So what's the pshat? Either it means they were sort of talking derech kavod. In other words, they don't want to like spell out that they're arguing with the gedolei harishonim, but they really, this is their cheetah. Or okay, they're mistafina, but we're not mistafina. Like we, if since the you know. If the Ritva writes about the Ramban, Luli de Mistafina, I would argue. Okay, so he's afraid, but we think he makes sense. That's the more logical shita. So that's sort of what the Rav Avadia says, that yeah, okay. Either the Mechaber or the Beis Yosef was sort of talking derech kavod, because at the end of the day, he asks two dark kashas on the Sefer Truma, and it doesn't answer them. So that's really what he felt, or certainly that we're willing to accept. Accept that view, and that's further supported by the fact that he doesn't bring it down in a Shulchan Aruch at all. And then basically, see if it was Derech Kavod or something like that. Okay, so that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. That's
Question.
in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
Okay, I thought the rule is within one tekufa we go by Basra, so it's not a temerity for later Rishon to argue an earlier Rishon. So.
So, yes and no. First of all, I don't think that's a rule, though maybe it's oftentimes true. And B, like I was saying, the Beis Yosef might not have categorized the Beis Yosef, who was sort of on the fence between Rishonim and Achronim, didn't necessarily see things in these types of firm categories that we do. I actually think the Beis Yosef did see himself as a different Kufa from the Rishonim. You see that from like his Hakdama to the Beis Yosef, where he writes, like, we don't know how to learn anymore, so that's what we're going to pass in based off of Klalim. Like, we don't know how to learn like the Rishonim. He did see himself as being in a different Kufa, but still, it's not, they weren't as firm. And in general, the Kufa, the difference between Rishonim and Achronim is not fixed in the same way as, let's say, Tanaim and Amoraim are. Yes.
Another piece of the Torah is other reasons it makes
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done a survey. Maybe because Sefer Truma is a Sefer Truma. I don't
I
know.
use it around.
Yeah, but then there are other Rishonim maybe on the side, or anyway, the Beis Yosef follows the Rambam. I'm not sure. It's one could do a study on this. There's I think Rav Yitzchak Yosef has a. Like a huge thick volume on Klalei HaPsika of the Beis Yosef. He also sort of wrote a Klalei HaPsak Sefer, actually, but his 1,000 pages on the Derech HaPsak of the Beis Yosef. So there's probably a lot more to say about this, but at least that's what seems to be coming out from this particular synod. Okay. Again, not so clear what, even if we accept that the Rama Beis Yosef is Mekel, what exactly is going to be mutter according to the Beis Yosef. But again, the pashtus is that we'd be mekel on a psik resha delo nichalei and an isadrabanan at the very least. Because again, obviously flies are aimed at mino nitzod, And like we said, the Ramah is somewhat machmir, but only machmir in Teva Ketana, not in Teva Gedola. Fine. Now, and again, with the Nipsak of the Ramah, so that too might be the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is based off of Trade Psik Resha, maybe Delo Nichalei, but Trade Rabbanan. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to go into the column so much now, but we've mentioned Rabbi Willig also holds Lahakel, but not Trade Rabbanan, but even Chad Rabbanan. Rabbi Willig thinks that we make Olam Psik Resha Tol Nichalei B'Chad Rabbanan. His Shita is found in Am Mordechai Simen Lamed Aleph, I think maybe Os Gimel. The logic that Rabbi Willig has is basically that he thinks that there's two reasons, potential reasons to be Machmir in Psik Resha, either both Stadim and Rabbi Chanan, either because you're Machavin for it, or because we redefine the action as a single action. It's not, I'm doing A and Mamela B happens, but since whenever you do A, B happens, so this is really AB. And then he argues, therefore, if it's Lo Nichalei, so obviously you're not Machavin, that was the view of the Aruch, but we're Choshish for the other Tzad. But the other Tzad will be Mutter if it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Why is it Mutter? Because he also holds that the Iser de Rabbanan, violating Iser de Rabbanan, it's not a festival, it's a mered. And so if you're not machaving for it, there's no merida. Now, the problem with doing an Iser de Rabbanan, so is they told you not to. And when you do it, the kavana, so you're violating what they said. But here, you're not machaving. So there's neither of the tzadim to be machmir are relevant. The tzad to be machmir for a psik resha b'derais b'delo nichalei is because it's not just mered, it's inherently a problem. But that's not true for derabbanan. And the reason to be machmir for Isid Rabbanan Psik Resha de Nichalei is because you're machavin for it, and that's not relevant. So when you lack both of those, it's a Psik Resha de Lo Nichalei. For an Isid Rabbanan, it's mutter, even if it's Chad Rabbanan, as long as, like we said, it's a prati, not a klali. And the Mishnah Ray Willig tries to show how this is the view of the Ramah in a number of places, though most of them work out pretty well. Maybe some of them you'll see you have to say chiddush to make it work, but ayin sham. So this brings us to the shaila of safek psik resha. So Taz Sifkat and Gimel writes over here. Now let's say you don't know if there are flies in the drawer or not. Then you could close the drawer. Why? It's still davshen miskavein. He actually thinks that's the kavan of the tour to be matir b'makom safek psik resha. But whether or not it's what the Torah thinks, that's what he thinks. The question is, why is this? So, first glance, the concept of a suffix psikresha makes no sense, because the whole concept of a Dav Shem Iskavein is that you know what's going to happen. So, either you know or you don't know. Which one is it? So, suffix psikresha, which is sometimes called a psikresha l'sha'avar, is the following idea. When we say Dav Shem Iskavein is mutter, it's because the future is not clear. In other words, I want to drag a bench, and I don't know. In the future, when I'm dragging, is it going to make a hole, or is it not going to make a hole? I don't know. Hasn't happened yet. The Metzius is not yet known, not yet determined. It's going to happen in the future. Mashain came over here. The fly is either in the drawer or not in the drawer. I happen not to know, but either it's there or it's not there. So, that's why it's called psik resha l'sha'avar, or a suffik psik resha. Suffik psik resha. I don't know if this is a psik resha or not. If there's a drawer, if there's a fly in this drawer, then closing the drawer is a psik resha. If there's no fly in the drawer, then it's mutter. It's a suffik whether it's a psik resha. So that's the concept. And the Taz says that's bechlal, davar shen miskavein, because I don't know. L'chayra, if you think the reason why Devshem Skavin is mutter is because you're lacking kavana, so here, lemaisa, you're not having kavana because you don't know. If you think maybe because it's chad maisa, so maybe here it should be aser. But then the Rabbanan, you could still say it's mutter for a different reason, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because safik drabban makula. In other words, safik psik resha could be aser, but it's still, if it's a derabanan, we could say safik drabban makula. Now that's not totally obvious to apply in a case like this, because we're not necessarily makeup for safik drabban makula where it's lechatchila, and especially where it's efshar levar. Like here, all you have to do is look into the drawer. Okay, I'm not in the mood to like bend over and look in my drawer and see if there's a fly hiding behind the bowl. But it's, at least a lot of times, it's after Levar Bakal. So it's not so pasha to be Megel. If you don't hold to the concept of this being Mugdar as Darshim Iskaved, to just say it's Suffolk to Rabban Lakula isn't that pasha. So we'll see in the end of the day, the Shabura more or less does accept that idea. So are there any rios for this? And that is, Rishon Zalman also makes this point, that if you're Mako on Safik Psik Resha, even that it's Mutter, even if it's Afshar Levar Bakal, like the case of the Taz. And like I said, the Bi'alacha more or less accepts this when we're dealing with an Isid Rabbanim. So are there any rios to this, Shaila? So Bi'alacha quotes Rabbi Kiv Eger and Yardesim Pei Zayin Sivav, who seems to be Machmir. What's going on over there? So for everybody who wants to learn Yerodea, we'll have to satisfy with this, I guess. So the Rama over there writes that a bunch of chumras, actually, like four chumras in that sif. And one of them is that you can't like stoke the coals under a pot or under on the fire. If one of the pots on the fire is a gayish pot, which might have blios of bas b'chalav, or might be bas b'chalav. Now, I don't know. I don't know whether the guy, let's say, used this pot to cook meat in the last 24 hours. So this is a case of a suffix psikresha. In other words, let's say this guy's pot was used to cook meat 10 hours ago. Then stoking the coals is a psikresha for Bishabas Bukhalov. If it wasn't, hasn't been used for meat for several days, then it's mutter. I have no idea. So stoking the coals is a suffix psikresha. So Rabbi Yeager says that you see from the fact that the Ramah is Masmir, that the Ramah disagrees with this Taz. The Taz is making from suffix psikresha, and his Ramah is Machmir. Is it a Raishin Alat Shuva? No, because if you look over there at the Ramah, it sort of sounds like this is a Chumrah. It's not so clear it's Mikaradin. It's not clear. Part of these, like I said, is a bunch of halachos, and some of them are certainly Chumrahs, not Medina. But at least Rabbi Yeager, who assumes that this is a machlokas between the Taz and the Ramah, seems to be treating that din of the Ramah as really mikra din, aser. And therefore, he thinks it's a machlokas, Taz Ramah, whether we would be mekel on a suffig psik resha. Now, what's interesting is that there's another Rabbi Akiva Eger who seems to prove from the Shulchan Aruch, which is based off of the Rambam, to be matir suffix psikresha. So what's the other Rabbi Kiva Eger? The other Rabbi Kiva Eger is in Simon Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis. The Rambam over there writes, let's say a drop of milk falls into a pot with meat stew cooking in it. So there's definitely shishim connected to the drop of milk. But what might have happened is that the drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat. And there isn't shishim in that single meat cube keneged the drop of milk. So then that would make the meat cube aser, and chatichat nasavela, and that could aser the rest of the pot, because there isn't shishim in the pot keneged the meat cube, and now my whole pot becomes aser from a single drop of milk. So the Rambam says, no eres akadeira. What do you do quickly before it asers that single piece of meat? You stir up the pot, and then that causes the drop of milk to be diffused in the whole pot, and then there's shishim in your good shape. Good. Now, if, in fact, it landed in the meat, so then what I'm doing by mixing the pot is aser, special masukhala. So why is it mutter, l'chatchila to be menayer? The answer is because maybe it landed in the juice, in the gravy, and then it didn't have to land on a piece of meat. It might have landed in the gravy. If it landed in the gravy, it's already been diffused. It's already bata immediately. So we have here a situation of a suffek psik resha, and we're mater. It's mater to be nowhere, l'chatchila, because maybe, yes, maybe no. So Ruki Veger over there points out, it's Ozayan, says, 1 second, should be Aser, suffek psik resha. So the truth is, Ruki Veger is asking the kasha l'shitaso from Simon Pei Zayin. In other words, in Simon Pei Zayin, Sifav Ruki Veger said, you see that we're machmer for suffek psik resha, and therefore he asks on this psak in the Shulchan Aruch, how could it be mutter? So in the end of the day, in the Shulchan Aruch, comes out that there's, basically Ruki Veger, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch about the shayla of suffek psik resha. So, is there an answer to that, Sira? So, Rav Moshe, Yordei Chelch Aleph, Simon Lamites, raises this question, and he says, no, I'll tell you the pshat. Let's take a step back. This isn't exactly how Rav Moshe presents it, but I think this is what emerges from Rav Moshe's analysis. Let's go back to the classical psikresha that we all love to talk about, Davrshin Iskamein, dragging the bench. Dragging the bench, mutter, why? Maybe it'll make a furrow, maybe it won't. But if you think that you have to be machman of psik resha l'sha'avar, so this is also psik resha l'sha'avar. If I had an engineer here, he could probably look into the matter and say, well, based off of the heaviness of the bench and the softness of the soil and all the different factors, I could tell you with certainty that this is going to make a furrow. So why is it mutter? So the answer that Rav Moshe says is because you can't, in a practical sense, really figure this out. There's no way to solve it. So yes, it is technically speaking a psik resha l'sha'avar, but that doesn't really matter. Right, I'll read it to you. Yesh lomar, kevan shebelo nir, eifshar l'shum adam leida im yesh batam, lo nechshev zeh, af l'sfar shirki ve'egber, safek de le'avar. Vavi kamo, safek de le'haba, im yasem yizeh ma'isa abishol, debasar v'chalav. So what's he saying? He's saying there's no way, if you have a psik resha l'sha'avar that you can't solve, so that's psik resha l'haba. In other words, Rabbi Kiviger is machmir for suffix psik resha. It's only because you can determine this. So there's no way to figure out which, unless you have like a, you know, camera in your room, whether the drop of milk fell onto the piece of meat or into the gravy. No way to figure it out. Yeah, it is la'avar. It's a past event, but it's a unverifiable past event. And therefore, even Rabbi Kiviger would be meiko. The only tzad lahachmir in a psik resha, is in a psik resha l'sha'avar that you could verify. You could figure out, when was the last time meat was cooked in this pot? Or in our case of the fly, you could verify whether there's a fly in this drawer or not. That's where you have to be machmer. Dragging the bench, can't verify, can't figure it out. Therefore, it's mutter.
Question?
Just 1 second. So that is Rav Moshe's point. So are there any rayos from Rishonim? We have a machlokus between Rabbi Yekiv Eger and the Taz. Again, Rabbi Yekiv Eger is a diak in Ramah. We pointed out the diak maybe isn't so mochrach, because it could be the Ramah is a chumrah. So the Bir Halacha Misvara seems to think Rabbi Yekiv Eger is right, because why should this be a Davrshin Miskavein? But he notes that we have a Raya Lahaka from Rishonim, from the Ritva and the Ramban. We're running out of time, so I'll be makater a little bit. But the Gemara in Mem Aleph says that filling a empty pot with cold water, a hot empty pot with cold water, is considered Davrshin Miskavein vis-a-vis the Isser of being Mitzarif. So why isn't it a psik resha? So the Ramban in the Milchamos, as well as the Ritva, asked this question. And he writes, I'll read you the lesson of the Ritva. V'hacha lo avi psik resha, v'lo yamas, d'dilma lo mitzaref, kigon shakli mitzuref harbe mitchilaso. In other words, this kli has already been mitzuref, and therefore pouring the cold water into the hot pot won't be mitzaref it. But this is a psik resha l'sha avar, right? Says the Ritva, Ramban, is treated as a Darshan Miskavein, not a psik resha. So you see, says the Bi'ur Halacha, that the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rishonim, at least, when they address this question, he is Rishonim that are Mekel, no Rishonim that are Machmir, explicitly at least. So maybe we have a riot to be Mekel. Now, it's sort of interesting, because if you learn like Rav Moshe's Bi'ur in Rav Akiva Eiger, maybe there's no riot from here, because maybe it's you're not able to determine whether this Kli has reached a sheer tziruf such that adding more water will be mitzarif in it. I still haven't figured out exactly what tziruf means, but so I'm not entirely sure. But again, the lesson of the Ritva is hachlavi psik reish of loyamas de dilma lo mitzarif kigon shat kli mitzuraf harbe mitchilaso. So if that in fact is non-verifiable, then Rabbi Akiva Eiger wouldn't be bothered by these kashas. So maybe it's not a kasha against him. So this is the shaila of psik resha b'sha'avar. Let's give an example. Let's say my fridge is closed. I don't know if the light's on or off. So this is a psik resha l'sha'avar, suffix psik resha. Another, I'm going to assume for a moment that opening a fridge when the light goes on is a psik resha. Turning on, let's consider turning on a light with psik resha. There are those that argue, but for now, let's say like that. Rav Moshe says it, treated as a psik resha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Dershow Note 25 as saying that it's mutter to open the fridge because it's a suffix psik resha. Let's say if it's a iser drabanan, it's a fluorescent bulb or an LED or something like that. So this would be a suffix psik resha for an iser drabanan, and you could be mekel. Now, it's interesting because Rav Shlomo Zalman elsewhere might not treat it as a psik resha, but we'll leave that aside. Now, of course, you might still be stuck once you opened your fridge because then you won't. They have to figure out if you can close it or not. But at least if your only issue is opening it and you're mekel for a suffix psik resha for an iser drabanan, then this should be okay. Okay, what are the questions? Jack.
That's why
there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch going from Kivigar, so we needed a Yishuv. And we pointed out, by the way, when we did earlier in the year, Rav Asher Weiss by Wipes had a similar idea. It's a little different than Rav Moshe with maybe a little bit of Nafkamina, but not that different. Sorry, I don't understand your question. Gabe.
So the mites were macha for the Kivigar to treat.
I think we're makel for Rabbi Willig is makel for a suffix secretion for Nisa Drabana.
But that's not being makel, that's just saying sorry about food.
Either way.
So we're macha for the Kivigar. Meaning if we read this directly, we wouldn't want to do that.
We would be machmir for a suffix segregation for Nisid Raisa. You could say either because Rabbi Kiva Eiger, we're so much more Kiva Eiger for Nisid Rabbanan. You could say because suffix Rabbanan Lakula. So I don't know if you have to take a stand on that. Yes?
I thought we were talking about sitting down in a sukkah, so I guess we quoted rather willing to say suffix segregation, but why is that not Raisa?
Sitting down in a sukkah.
What
was the shiny?
You said that Rabbi Willig held it because it's a subject of segregation din, because it depends on how you run
it. Okay, so I don't know what that, yeah. So there's another shaila. Ravadia applies subject of segregation to machlokas aposkim, and Rabbi Willig has done that occasionally as well. So if it's a subject of rabbanan, if it's a machlokas aposkim, and so then you could say subject of segregation for nisid rabbanan. Now, as if the poskim that are machmir are only machmir because of the rabbanan, And the machmirim are machmir because it's a psik resha. You're not machavim to be yisid rabbanan. Elamai, it's a psik resha, but the psik resha would be yisid rabbanan. It's machlokas aposkim. Some say it's not yisid rabbanan. Some say it is yisid rabbanan. So it would be a suffix psik resha for yisid rabbanan.
Oh, by answering your right, so you would not be making.
Correct. Huh. I think so. Okay, we're going to stop. This is mincha. I'll take your question, Moshe, but everybody else can go to mincha. Yes.
Okay. Will you say the distinction between Suffolk
l'ashar? Everyone. So it turns out that we didn't finish Seda. But the next bunch of malachas go very quickly. So I'm comforting myself with that. We're going to do like two or three malachas in a week.
Oh, boy.
No, you'll see, you won't have our time with it. But by all means, I sent you the next Mar Makomos. So.
We had our own Pesach miracle this year, Baruch Hashem.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
What's that? Am I interfering with your davening mincha now?
I'm going to walk with the computer.
Okay. Number one, actually the second thing, you weren't sure what seraph is. I think if you look in a dictionary or an encyclopedia, and the English word would be anneal, A-N-N-E-A-L.
Okay.
So that's number one. Secondly, about halachically, will we say the difference between a Savek L'Sha'avar and a Savek L'Sha'aba is the same distinction as between Ruba de Ise Kamon and the Le Se Kamon?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a little similarity. I mean, that might also be a case of, no, Ruba de Le Se Kamon could also be L'Sha'avar. There's no way for me to figure it out. Like whether an animal is a treifa or not is a ruba de lasa kaman, right? It is or it's not, but it's still a ruba de lasa kaman.
I thought, or I guess I was misunderstanding. I thought
lasa
kaman means we're going by odds, you know, like
yes,
there's a
we
50%,
are.
a 75% chance.
I haven't, I can't, I can't verify. I don't
okay.
know what percent. It's not like there are a million people, and I counted them, and there's rogue people that aren't trefos. That's why it's less a come on thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's, again, it means you can't verify. Didn't you
say
that?
You're correct that there's a certain similarity.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a good day.
Chag Pesach Sameach.
Going into the left. I probably need to take my computer. I'm afraid it's going to fall off.
What is it?
Hopefully it'll turn up.